Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Housing targets are to be missed every year for the next 5 years. Officials have warned us that the Department of Housing claims that by 2028 output will fall below the current levels of 32,000. And this is despite that target being an average of 50,000 homes to be delivered each year. And we could get loads of political reaction. We could talk to every single politician till we're blue in the face about this. But I want to hear how you were affected. 1800 453 106 is the number. Olivia Campbell's with me on the line today. Olivia, you're 21. You're based in Kildare. What's your housing situation?
So I'm currently a student still living with my parents. I really am starting to realise that I should have started saving for a down payment on a house about 3 years ago.
And when you were doing the leaving?
I was having a look at where I should be financially in the next 5-6 years, because I'm finishing college, you know, either after this year or in the next 2 years. So I want to be able to not be living in my house, because in Kildare it's great, but I'm going to college in Dublin and the transport and stuff is just, it's not working for me, and I'm spending too much money trying to get to college. So I'm looking for somewhere to move, but there's no places anywhere. Like, the second you cross over the border, there's no houses. So I don't want to be a renter for the rest of my life. I want to be able to have my own house and be able to have a mortgage, but it's like I have to be on 80,000 a year to live anywhere that's within Dublin.
And you probably want to live in and around the Kildare area if your family are there and your folks are based there.
You'd
like to at least think of the prospect of doing so. So at the moment, you're just looking for somewhere to rent. But even that is, that's problematic, Olivia.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's nowhere to live in Dublin that you don't have to pay at least $2,000 for. Like, I wouldn't be able to, say, live in a house share without having to spend well over like €900 a month for a room.
And possibly
to be anywhere
even for,
close to my college.
A box room even in a house. So before you even think about a, you know, long-term prospects and buying a house, even being able to rent while as a student in your latter years of college, it's not affordable at the moment at all.
It's not affordable. I work full time. Well, I won't be able to now in the next few weeks, but I work full time in on a minimum wage job, and I would never be able to pay for anything even close to the rent that I'd be expected to pay.
And are a lot of your friends in the same situation?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have very few friends that are living outside of home at the moment.
And like, you're 21, you know, everything that comes with that, the independence, you know, you'd like to maybe, I'm sure, spend one semester of college life in independent living.
It would be nice to not have to worry about, you know, two buses and a train a day. You know what I mean? And it's more like, being able to just get up and get one bus and be able to be in college would be just amazing, because I'm currently on the waiting list for a test, so I haven't been able to drive. Even driving I wouldn't be able to afford at the moment, especially on top of college. But
what are you studying, Olivia?
I'm studying, I've just finished studying radio, and I'm going on to a managing course now.
Okay. Well, hopefully something will come up for you, Olivia, in the next. So you're in your final year then, are you?
Yeah, final year
of college. Okay. So Stephanie's joining us too, Olivia. I believe, Stephanie, you've been trying to buy a house for a couple of years now.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm good. That was my initial plan when I started off a little bit young and naive, was to save up and to buy a house. But just in the last few years, that has very much gone out of the window. Just, it's completely unaffordable to be able to buy anywhere. The apartments from where I'm from in Drogheda and Louth, they are now even going up to nearly $200,000, and that's for a one or two bed apartment. Houses are now, the new builds in Drogheda, about $370 for a three, four bed. Four bed if you're lucky. So it's completely unaffordable. So I've actually given up on the idea of being able to buy or afford a place on my own in the near future.
And how long had you you know, had you kind of been thinking about this and putting money aside and saving for this, Stephanie?
Well, initially I was thinking about it for about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, I'll give it a go when I was living at home and stuff like that. And then just, I think during COVID and post COVID, it just turned out to be completely unrealistic, just even with the stopping of the building houses and things like that during COVID. It just turned out to be completely unaffordable then, you know, and, you know, they opened up essential sites and people were going back to build. But by then there was a big backlog of people looking to buy houses and prices were going up. And even all the schemes that the government were putting in place to try and help people were helping some people, but it was indirectly also causing prices to go up. So then it just became, so what, maybe 22, it just became sudden to me that it was going to be impossible.
So where are you living now?
Yeah. I live in Dublin now. And I am renting.
You're in renting in Dublin. Okay. So
yeah.
So renting is, you can manage the rental situation, but it's even trying to save and get a deposit together, Stephanie, while you're paying rent in Dublin, of all places. Sure,
yeah.
It's a huge task.
It's a huge task, and you definitely can't do both. So whilst I'm renting, I'm unable to save. And so that's just sort of my situation at the moment, where that's okay. I found a nice place and I'm renting and I'm paying an extraordinary amount in rent. But I can't then also save to buy a house as prices are going up.
And when you look at rental prices and even back home in Drogheda for you, not necessarily in Dublin, but do you feel you'll have the prospect of being able to buy it at some point, maybe in the next decade?
I don't know. Because unless there's another housing crash or crisis, I don't see the possibility of that happening. They know now they can get 180 or 190 for a one-bedroom apartment. So they won't willingly put that down in order just to sell, like it's the seller's market. So they won't willingly put that price down just to get rid of the house. But unless there's a quote-unquote housing crash, which I'm not hoping for, but, you know, they're not going to put those prices down. So then you have to consider whether or not spending nearly 200k for a one bed is going to be worth it. And if you want to get married or have a family and start a family, you can't do that in a one bed either.
Mm.
So then you're okay, potentially, you know, you get a partner and you save and you're looking at a proper family home. Then you're considering that 300 plus K, if not 400 or 500K house, then that you have to try and put money together for to be able to afford.
Listener here
or
says,
have the salary to afford.
Yeah, to afford it. And I know what you mean. You nearly need two salaries at a minimum to try and even be able to draw down a mortgage in the first place. Listener says, it's not just young people who can't buy a house. People in their late 40s, early 50s also can't get properties. People with families, they've no security. Loans are expensive because they can't get 25-year mortgages. And for every child they have, the bank gives you less because they're seen as an expense. Bella's with me on the line as well. Bella, you moved to Canada recently from Ireland. What's the housing situation like there?
Yeah, well, we actually had our choice of the pick of apartments, even just to rent. And that is a big point for saving. If you're spending all of your wages on rent, how on earth are you ever going to be able to save to get onto the property market in the first place? So like at the moment, I was just doing the maths before I came on the phone with you there. I'm paying about 650 euro a month for my apartment, and that's split with my partner. And that's a kind of a notiony building. And we had our choices of where we wanted. It's right on the equivalent of the Lewis line. This is in Calgary, by the way. And for what I do, I'm a journalist, but he works in medicine. And we are more than aware that to ever get a home, it wouldn't be based on what I do. It's based on what he does. And then as a joint force, to get a home, which we are planning to be back in Ireland for that. Bit grim when you're seeing numbers like that, though, knowing that that's what awaits in about 2 years' time. But it's a hard reality.
So you're living in Canada for the next 2 years, but your plan is eventually to come back home to Ireland, Bella, and to buy here.
Absolutely. And yeah, like that, like as the other listeners were saying too, like even just, I know this is a point of privilege, but to even have a choice of where you want to live. Like, I mean, I'm from Dublin. I was living with mom and dad up until 2 months ago before I left and was in a really good position with them to live with them for as long as I did. I'm 26. And even at that, to be able to pick what neighbourhood in Dublin I'd like to go to, there is no choice. You know, it's kind of you take what you're given, or you join the poor unfortunate masses who are outside queuing for viewings of these houses that are yet to be built. That's really difficult. And that's not really, it's not really enticing for me to say to my partner, listen, look, this is what we're going to go back and do.
Come over here and join the queue in Dublin. And at the moment you're paying, what did you say, €650 a week. So you're paying €1,300 a month yourself and your partner, right? And and for that, what do you get?
It's a 2-bedroom place in the centre of the city.
Wow.
Yeah, on the Lewis line. So it's not bad.
I mean, if you were to compare a 2-bed apartment anywhere near the Lewis line in Dublin, I can't even begin to think. You'd probably easily pushing €3,000, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and that's also, and you know, the cost for everything is extra. That's including a parking space too. So not to flaunt it, but I didn't realise, like, very naively, how different the renting market would be here. Because you always hear, oh, cost of living is high. And then when you're in your brain doing the conversion of euro to Canadian, and it sounds like it's a much higher number, and then you work it back, it's not.
So the rental situation in Canada is better in your experience?
Yeah, well, we had choice. We had so much choice. And that's something that, you know, and we had the choice to either say, hey, do we want to get this place a little bit closer and pay a little bit more? And then it really wasn't that much of a difference anyway. And also, again, there's a gym at the bottom of our building, so we're not paying for gym expenses either.
And you're getting that for €1,300, the equivalent of €1,300 for two people. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This listener makes the point, I'm the only one of my friends that hasn't emigrated. I'd love to stay in Ireland, but I can't help but feel our country doesn't care. Did you feel like that, Bella, or is it just that your partner had to go to Canada for work? So, like, was it a choice, or would you have liked to have stayed here?
That wasn't my experience, but I had two sisters and two of them have lived in Vancouver. And for the eldest one, that probably was her experience. She was a teacher. So for me, that wasn't, but it's been in my house and I can empathise with that feeling most definitely. Mm. For us, this was a chance for himself to be closer to home. Also, as a point of growth, I mean, as I said, love mum and dad, great relationship with mum and dad. But 26, I should be able to go out in the world and cook my own dinner and do my own washing and live a bit. But that wasn't possible back home.
So you had to go to Canada, to Calgary, to get that?
Yeah, and I found out I like cooking.
Yeah, as you've discovered when you moved. Thanks a million, Bella, for joining us. Rebecca's with us too. Rebecca, what's your situation?
Hi there. Yeah, I guess I'm not too dissimilar from your past speakers there. I've just graduated college, so I'm turning 24 now in October, and I haven't even begun to think about purchasing a home, but I've definitely found renting extremely difficult. Last year, I was living as a student in Galway, and I had a tiny box room in a mouldy student house, and I was paying €650 a month, and that wasn't including any bills or utilities on top of that. At the moment, I'm working in the charity sector with a minimum wage job, and I'm lucky enough that my job is residential, so I get to live out of home. I mean, I love my parents, but I'm, as your last speaker said, I'm, you know, 23 now.
I totally get that.
Exactly. So having a job that's residential is kind of the only way that I'm able to afford actually living out of home without moving abroad and hoping for better pay over there.
And are many of your friends abroad at the moment, Rebecca?
At the moment, I do have a couple of friends abroad, and the rest of them who are at home are struggling to find rent as well. I have some friends starting masters or jobs away from their hometown as close as a week's time and still haven't found accommodation, or, you know, are looking at accommodation in Tuam or an hour outside of Galway City, just to be able to commute to Galway, which is just absolutely ridiculous. And that doesn't even include like the colossal prices that people are asking for now.
Do you feel confident though that at some point in the next decade you might be able to consider getting your own place or even renting on your own?
Gosh, to be honest, it hasn't even been a thought in my mind. It's not a discussion that happens amongst people my age anymore. So many people are constantly talking about emigrating. The rent is just crazy. I haven't even begun to think about it because it's just not an option. I would hope so, but honest to God, I think in the next decade if I want. Like, I love the job that I have now, but, you know, on the current wage that I have compared to how much it's costing to buy a house, I really don't see that happening in the next decade for me.
Jenna's got in touch. She says, I have three children, all living at home, all in their late 20s and 30s. None of them have ever been able to move out of the house. I don't mind them living here, but I'm gutted for them and everything that they're missing out on. They're staying with me until they can save the deposit to buy a house. The whole thing's a shambles and it's just so sad for them. Another listener tells me, I'm 49. I've moved back from New York 3 years ago with my wife and two kids. I didn't even consider Dublin as a place to live, and it's where I'm from. So we moved to Benamadín in Spain. We bought a really nice three-bed apartment for €180,000. We've better weather, safer for kids. The pints are €3. You can't beat it. Mirren's on the line. 1800 453 106 is the number. What's your housing situation, Mirren?
I am still living at home. I'm a student of 21. And it's pretty disheartening to think about, I suppose, my parents' situation.
Just one second, Mirren. I'm just going to cut across you, Mirren, there just for a second till we just fix that phone line. Glenn is with me. Glenn, why did you get in touch?
No, I'm just listening to the conversation there, Andrea. And to be honest, I'm 38 years of age and I'm approved. I'm actually mortgage approved. And I still think I have no hope of getting a house, because every house that's within my budget, that's advertised within my budget, when I go to see it, I'm basically told, oh, well, the asking price is 165, mm-hmm. but they want 190. And when I've asked the question, why is it advertised for 165 if they think that they want 190? And I'm basically told, oh, well, that's just to get people in the door.
Yeah. Cast the net and get more people in the hope of driving up the price with a bit more.
I actually had an auctioneer tell me that guards, nurses, I'm a forest manager myself, a forester, we're the new working poor.
You had a housing agent tell you that?
Yeah, the working poor. He said, the money that you're offering for this house isn't enough. I said, but sure, that's what I'm on. That's what I can get. He said, yeah. He said, you have other jobs paying their staff 100 plus a year. They're able to go up in the bidding. But I've asked the question twice now. Why is it advertised at 165 if they want 190? And that's what I was told on both occasions. They just want people to get in the door.
Yeah. So if we'll say, for sake of argument, if you're getting mortgage approved, Glenn, for €170,000, it nearly means that people are actually looking to buy a house at about 120, 130, because they have allow 35 to 40 grand to bid.
Basically. And the same, one of the agents that told me that he put a house up for sale. I'm based in Cork. He put a house up for sale for 410 and the house went for 515 by the time the bidding had stopped.
Such as
he said, there was three people bidding for 2 months constant.
God,
like, I haven't, to be honest with you. Look, I'm in a secure role. I'm actually rural based. I don't need to live anywhere near a city.
Mm.
And some of the houses I'm looking at are 45 minutes from Cork City, and they're still going for 35,000 and 40,000 over asking price. And I have approval. I may as well not have approval at this rate, to be honest, but I have it.
And how long have you been trying to buy? How long are you mortgage approved, Glenn?
Actively trying to buy for about 6 months, and just, yeah, tis not inspiring. And like, I'm 38, in a secure job with what I thought was a decent salary until I was told otherwise by that agent. But yeah, it's not installing a lot of hope. I'll put it that way to you.
Yeah. And like, the problem then is that, you know, you're mortgage approved. There's probably a timeline on that as well. You have to go back through the whole process again. You have to nearly start at the beginning.
Every 6 months. So you're basically, you do all your bits and pieces. They give you approval. And in 6 months' time, if you don't find a property, then you have to do not all of it again, but you have to do a certain amount of it again. Actually, one of the estate agents I met was trying to buy a house herself, and she's on her fourth approval. And she still can't find a house.
Even though selling the house can't buy them.
No, the people who are selling them can't buy them.
It's very frustrating, that's the bidding war, isn't it, Glenn? It's desperate.
Yeah, so I have a bid in on a house now at the moment, and I haven't heard anything in a week, so I'm cautiously optimistic, but
I know
that could change in a split second with an email.
But so you're telling me that basically in rural Cork, in 45, 50 minutes outside of Cork City, it's nearly next to impossible then to get a house for below 165,000 or whatever you're looking for.
Well, I'm slightly over that, but I'm looking at houses for around 165, 170. And every single one that I've looked at or every single one that I've inquired, I've been told the same thing. Like, they're either going for 30 or 40,000 more, or the bid rate, the price, the 165 or 170 is just to get people like me out to look at it and then start the bidding war. And then if I have a budget of 170, but the person beside me has a budget of 175.
And they're hoping you've a secret bag of cash somewhere under the bed that you can pull out another 15 grand to keep bidding to drive up this house.
Pull out another 1,500, I'd be doing well. 15 grand.
I know, but that seems to be the hope, isn't it? That it's just, you know,
And the thing is, it's working, because a couple of the houses I looked at now, like one house was up for 195, and it actually went for 270. And that was a two-bedroom cottage.
I hope, Glenn, look, I hope, fingers crossed, if you haven't heard anything in a week, fingers crossed, this'll get across the line for you. We'll be thinking of you. Keep in touch with us, actually. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. I think Mirren's back with us. Mirren, what's your story?
I have grown up in South Dublin in a very lovely area, very lucky too. And my parents are both from the country, and the house they bought, the price they bought it at is, it's unimaginable to see now the prices that the houses in my state are going for. And to think that, you know, if I was in their situation with the money I have saved now, like, I've been working since I was 15, I'm 21 now, I'm a student, I would, not easily, but I'd certainly be on the track to buying a house where I grew up. Mm-hmm. But because of this inflation, like, they bought the house back in 1996 for like £80,000. And most recently, a house in the estate, similar stuff.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut across you again. I'm terribly sorry about this, because I do want to hear your story. It's just a blip there with the phone line. But look, we'll get you back again. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Listener tells me, I'm 28, single, mortgage approval granted for an apartment in Dundalk for 290 grand. It's a two bed new build. I'm on a salary of 45,000. First time buyers, and the Help to Buy scheme made this possible. I never moved away after COVID. I saved. I fear for younger people coming from Australia and Canada, though. They're going to be completely priced out of the market. And this listener says, I'm working in healthcare with 10 years experience. I'm working in the UK with over €80,000 in savings as a deposit. And I cannot get a small home, cottage or bungalow in the west of Ireland. Can't afford my home village, where prices have now exceeded €800,000 on average. Where in the name of God are they looking in the west of Ireland? The UK is so much more accessible. How is this fair on younger people who want to return home and rejoin our society to work and live in? €800,000 for a cottage or a bungalow in the west of Ireland. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Finally, listener tells me, I bought my house in Clondalkin in Dublin back in 2014 for €217,000. Guess what? It's now valued at €490,000.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.